Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. It's already September 4th, 2018. I want to welcome everyone to the show. Hope you had a nice long weekend. Never long enough, is it?
No, man. It was a good long weekend.
Yeah, exactly. It's always good to have an extra day in there. So, hosting tonight, along with myself. As I posted, guest host Rob Street from Rob Street Racing Photography. Thanks for being here.
Oh, no. Thank you for inviting me.
I wasn't sure if Justin would be here. So.
No, he's here making a mess.
I know. He's more messy than the twins that he has. you're setting a bad example.
Yeah, I cleaned up after myself, though.
Well, guess what? You got about 18 plus years of cleaning up after twins now.
That's right. Do they sleep at the same time?
They don't sleep. Oh, no, they sleep all day.
So, by the way, congratulations, Justin. New twins. What day was it? August
30th.
So,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And your mom's probably ecstatic also.
Yeah. She made sure she was there, and it happened a lot quicker than we thought. It was scheduled for Saturday, then got moved to Friday morning.
Who made that decision? Your old lady? She's like, these babies got to come out.
They made the decision to come out a month ago.
Yeah, that was a month ago. Right?
They made the decision themselves. They said, hey, we're coming today.
Right. Well, that's cool.
I was at work, and the next thing I'm getting a phone call, hey, you know, it's happening, and the next thing I know, it was, hey, 1 hour.
Your work's like, nah, we've heard this before. You're not allowed to go.
No, I already had my scheduled vacation for this week, so I'm on vacation right now. And it was already scheduled and everything. I just had to wait for the final date, and that was Saturday. And then I got a phone call. Hey, it's going to happen Friday morning, 5:30 a.m. I was like, okay, well, I'll just take an extra day. It's fine.
Right.
And then I was middle of my work day, and I get the phone call. Hey, it's happening.
So. What'd you think, man? Were you excited? What was going through your body?
The last couple of days.
Doesn't say your mind, but it's your whole body that it takes over, right?
The last couple of days, I got more and more like, holy shit,
this is real,
I'm gonna be a dad. Like, it really hit me, and the whole work day, I was kind of like, holy shit, this time tomorrow, I'll be holding my own kids. So, it's a gut wrenching feeling, but it's a great feeling.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Yeah.
It's more a worry about everything coming out okay.
Right,
yeah.
Well, you know what?
That was the main thing. Is
Make sure their eyes look the right way.
Right. Are they identical?
No.
They're not. Fraternal, okay.
They look absolutely nothing alike.
Oh?
I mean, you can tell they are related, but one has dark-ass black hair and has...
That'll be the blonde.
The newborn has back hair. So I was like, if you look at me, you know it's my kid. The kid has hair on his arms and his back. I'm like, how do you come out with hair? Like that much hair.
How many pounds was each one?
Lucas was the bigger one. He is 7 pounds, 10 ounces.
Wow.
And Ryder is the little one at 6'9".
Wow.
But for twins, that's huge.
That is.
They look huge.
For twins, that's
right.
Huge. But the worst part about the whole thing was the C-section.
Right.
If you're ever in a room where I didn't look at anything happening over the curtain.
Happened to the Facebook Live?
That was not happening. It happened so quick because we got to the hospital and they were like, oh, you know, by the end of the night, we'll be there. And the next day, no, 45 minutes and they're already prepping her. And I'm like, they hadn't had her registered into the hospital.
Wow.
She wasn't even, you know, signed in yet. And they're already telling us 1 hour, 45 minutes, 20 minutes. And my microphone just. Am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
All of a sudden,
it sounded even over here. Yeah.
It started going woo woo. But all of a sudden, it was now. Hey, we're going now.
That's your dad brain.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's a great feeling. The C-section sucked, but the rest of the deal was a great deal.
Of course, the old lady's doing
well. Yep, she's doing great. We were just at the mall.
I hear
that's
one
double.
Of them.
It's 10 times louder and double.
Just getting you used to it. That's all.
Oh, the worrying.
Oh, trust me. 4 days, I'm already.
Right? The worrying is just beginning. The worried about being sick and this.
And,
oh, my God.
And it was funny because the time, that was my biggest fear, was something happened.
Right.
And as soon as they came out, they were fine. I cut the umbilical cord. We get rushed back to the room. Aaron went to recovery. And
Dad had pictures of that.
Yeah,
I saw pictures of the umbilical cord cut.
And the next thing you know, the bigger one, who was born 2 minutes after the other one, so he's the little big brother, he was having breathing issues, and they were worried about that.
Sure.
So, of course, I'm starting to stress, and I'm stressed, and Aaron's not back in the room yet. They're like, oh, she should be here any second. 20 minutes goes by, I'm like, she's still not here. So you have 1,000 things on your mind, plus two kids.
Oh, yeah.
But
did you have it at a St. Rose or a different hospital?
St. Rose.
Okay. Did the little nun come around and flick their feet and make them cry?
Not that
I saw. And then the baby looks at you, and I'm like, it wasn't me.
It was
her.
Yeah,
not that I saw.
She just do her little thing, and she walked back by. After, like, she'd get her all calmed down. She'd be looking at me all sweet and everything, and she just flicked because she wanted her to cry.
Right.
And then it
was
me like,
That was the big thing. Lucas went and cried. And they were like, we need to make him cry. I was like, he'll be crying for a long time. Like, let's not.
Yeah, and they need to clean out those lungs.
They were pulling his toes and moving his legs.
Jerry's
I'm
like,
holy
show Justin's face. Justin, look at your kids.
I'm just kidding.
Guys.
Watch him dry.
All right.
They won't stop crying.
Who invited Rob?
Yeah, watch him race one
time. Yeah, watch him race. Yeah, everybody here.
Daddy, why are you going that way? I thought they were all going left.
Yeah, we're. So finally got the baby finally cried. Huh?
Yep, yep. Yeah. Ends up the other one had a heart murmur, so they're still watching that. We have an appointment coming up, so it never ends.
No.
I've been stressed for the last 5 days about my kids. So.
Yeah,
wait till the shots come.
Yeah.
Oh, they had to give them one. I forgot what it was.
Yeah. I'm gonna predict by next maybe 2 weeks your hair is gonna look just like Gary's.
tomorrow we have a doctor's appointment with the pediatrician. So
right.
I was like,
oh yeah, well
it keeps going now. So.
The reason it's gonna look like mine. Dealing with twins, dealing with JJ, dealing with twins, dealing with JJ. You know, about the same.
It's all the same. Yeah, you got a lot of. Those appointments don't stop, by the
way. Exactly.
Ever. And they each one have a copay.
Exactly. So, do you have any offers or any race cars or anything? I take them.
So let's talk about your vacation day.
It's already gone.
And you're going to be asking for more time at work. Uh-huh. So your work will be real happy.
Yeah.
You'll be asking for overtime for work.
So are they going to make it up to the bowl ring this next weekend for throwback day?
Yeah,
you know,
there
you
go.
Put them in.
Probably not. The first.
Probably not.
I wasn't supposed to be here. The first event I was talking
about.
Wait,
did you sneak out?
No, she dropped me off.
Okay,
she knows I'm here.
All right. So, that's
but
I was going to tell him to cut the barbed wire, and I'll just slide by, and he can jump in.
Right. There you go.
Well, I know I got one little pair of the little ear muff things that'll protect them out there. You just got to find one for the other.
The first event I want to take them to is the next truck race, which
cool.
is September 22nd. So,
we'll gear them up for that. That'll be really really great for the babies, not for us.
That was my one. You know, Gary still needs a spotter. You know, I'll put the headset on. I'll put the headset on the baby. He can do better than me.
Well, I could use a spotter too. I'll use one of the babies.
I know. Do you each have a spotter for the truck race? Each one of you?
Yes.
Who was your spotter?
Sean.
Sean
was
yours.
Your helper.
Yeah, I know who Sean is. Yeah.
And then Justin.
Patrick was mine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And whose was the spotter for the 01?
01 was
Jason Kaiser.
Oh, I gotta say, Jason did a good job because
I think he told me get out front and don't look back.
And don't look back. Exactly. Well, it really surprised me because the 01 in the heat race. And I know he's having trouble with it.
Oh, man. You know,
he completely rebuilt it or something.
Pretty much, yeah. He, them guys, Jason Kaiser, of course, along with St. Alderman, they did a lot of work.
A lot.
A lot of work. Yeah, we just threw them at it last minute, and they stepped up and really did a great job.
Are they going to be the same guys in the truck?
We're not sure. We're going to see. Yeah, we'll come out with a release or something here as soon as we find out. But we're going to mix things up a little bit, I think. But we'll see what happens by then. But we'll get to that real quick. I didn't get to finish our intros here, of course. Justin is not just Justin anymore. It's Justin Griffith is here, right? So thanks for coming in. Of course, we planned on Rob Street being here, so appreciate you being here. And then, of course, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt, hosting tonight also. Good. What's the latest mission?
I can't tell you.
Okay. It's always a secret. So
right. You will see.
And I do want to say, as usual, our show tonight is also being brought to you by Hear Clear. So if you don't know what Hear Clear is, ask Gary. What's Hear Clear?
Where I need to take my team to get hearing aids.
Well, you know, along those lines, if you are a racer and you ever want an earpiece that's custom made, Cindy over there at Hear Clear can handle that.
She can make you, she done mine here in the studio, but custom make.
She'll
earbuds.
Come to you. She's mobile. Yep. She'll come to you, and she'll custom mold earphones, I guess.
Receivers, spotters, everything.
And they're custom made. And tell me the difference. You've bought some in the past that were supposed to be, custom? But
custom made.
Nothing compared to the ones that Cindy has.
Cindy's is like in stereotype. You can definitely hear
and
out of Cindy's versus my other.
Matches the colors on purpose. There's a reason.
Yep.
You couldn't get her to go all purple for yours because that's your color.
Yeah. But she gave me a yellow and a purple. One's right, one's left. I can't tell you unless they're here to get put on. But I think the purple is right and the yellow is left.
Well, it should be right, so you always know purple's right for you.
You're going to feel it, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not custom unless you know that.
You're wrong here.
Yeah. Well, she made them two different colors so that you know where to put
them. Which one's left.
Yeah.
Here you just don't know which ear to put him in.
That's right.
You don't know his left and right yet.
I just put him in there. It don't matter.
Well, I was thinking about going and getting some. I don't mind down there on
no,
the track.
No.
Yeah, I'll
Cindy
talk to
does
her.
A great
yeah.
job.
Yeah, I'll talk to her at the track.
If you want to get a hold of her by phone, it's area code 725-333-4327. That's area code 725-333-HEAR. That's HEAR. That's 4327. So that's the best way to get a hold of her and set up an appointment with her.
Yeah, to do it.
Yeah.
I was going to talk to her at the bull ring this last race, but everything happens so fast. And it's
exactly.
like all of a sudden the night's over and it's like, oh, I didn't run into her.
Right. And there's definitely a difference in semi-custom earpieces and custom-made ones. So, but anyways, give her a call. Go see her at the track. Look for Wonder Woman.
Yes, Wonder Woman.
In the skid plates. Hope I didn't give anything away. But
no, and they have two cars. The 59 looks a lot like, but is it Superman?
I don't know.
Is that Superman?
Is that her boyfriend? No, that's a different one, huh?
Yeah. No, her boyfriend's the Dark Knight.
He's the
17.
Dark Knight. He's 17.
Okay.
And then the 59, I'm not sure. I mean,
it's gotten passed
bus,
around.
Yeah.
It had a number four on it. And I believe it was Blake Greenwood drove that when it was the 4, and then somebody else is in it now.
Okay.
I know a couple guys that have bounced back and forth to that car.
Yeah, and I hadn't seen in the last race, the X car wasn't out there.
Racer X wasn't
out there. I don't think. I thought the last race.
Well, I know he hit the wall a couple weeks ago. He beat it up pretty bad.
Oh, did he beat it
up?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was. Because I don't really know who's coming out and getting them out. Who's there?
So I guess that theory of riding the outside wall, using it for a
don't work.
Track don't work.
That car is Cindy's old car.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Matt Espedito.
Of the...
Yeah, the 33.
The 33 car. I like that one. Treat.
He's on Facebook Live right now telling us about it, so...
Cool. And if you don't know who he is, look at the number 33 car. You know, it's
silver and blue.
Is it? Yeah. And he does t-shirt stuff. First Fridays, of course, coming up. That's something that they do out at First Fridays. Go look for their shop out there at downtown for First Fridays. He does t-shirts and different things like that. And they have a shop out there, a store with all kinds of cool stuff, handmade and all that. So
apparently that car is driven by Larry Dow, which is Cindy's boyfriend's brother. Is the one that looks just like
Cindy
Cindy's
got the
car.
Whole family out there.
Yes,
would she have the twins?
I won't go there.
Don't do it at the trap.
18 years trap.
Yeah, well, plus 18 years plus. You have kids older than 18, don't you? Don't you still deal with them, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
It never ends.
No,
I have one turning 20 tomorrow, so happy birthday, Haley.
No. Oh, no way.
Yes. For real? 20, yeah.
Cool. Can you believe it?
No.
20 years old?
No.
Just yesterday, you remember them
exactly.
Having to stand in the corner. Not,
exactly.
Not,
a memory just came back to her from about four years ago. Then I'd taken her up to the track just, hey, let's go check
no
her
way.
Out. Yeah. Not the only time she'd been up to the bowl ring.
Wow.
We just kind of watched. You know, from up there, I wasn't
right.
doing anything. It was like, let's just go check it out.
Yeah.
Of course, I had credentials, but I kind of walked around a little bit.
Right.
But, I think I only knew Kaylee at the time. You know, a couple of people at the time.
Well, happy belated birthday.
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, it's coming up tomorrow. Yeah. Well, happy birthday coming up.
So make their frosting your cake as I left the house.
I know where we're going to dinner.
Yeah.
Who's buying
cake,
Rob?
Cake.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good time to have a birthday in September.
I said there's a lot of freaking birthdays right in this area.
Yeah.
My cousin and his daughters is the 5th.
Well, New Year's Eve is a fun night.
I guess you do the math. Huh?
Well, we know Rob don't go out on
New Year's Eve.
Good point.
Good point. Yeah. And we knew where you were on New Year's
Eve.
It was roughly around December 13th.
Yeah.
It was cold outside.
It was cold outside.
Wait a minute, were you single back then? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I was happily taken.
All right.
I was already told by my
good
brother.
Good answer,
my brother's watching on Facebook Live, and he was like, Aaron's watching. You better be good.
Let's see, Gary. Come on, let's get Justin in trouble.
Oh, that's not hard. He does a good job of himself. We just help him.
See.
Hey, I was supposed to miss this show, and she was like, "Do you want to go on Tuesday night? I have help with the kids. We're good. You can just go."
She needed a break from you.
That's right. Exactly what I was just gonna say.
She needed a break.
Yeah,
yeah.
She wouldn't care if you were just going to Walmart. She just wanted you to go.
She was gonna send you out to get something. Hey, go get milk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
fucked up.
But it's true.
We're building you up. We're building you up for this year's Buffalo Bills loss for the season.
That's fucked up already.
I think your brother posted something that said they cut both punters and then they cut the quarterback because they threw the interception anyway. I thought that was great.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys do any like fantasy leagues or anything? You ever get into football?
Up until this year, right?
Oh.
I didn't do a fantasy this year. No.
How'd you do last year? I mean, is that something you?
I did okay. It was mostly with my wife's IT workers, all the guys that work in IT and everything. And then when she switched jobs, it was like, oh, okay. And I was mostly like talking smack, you know.
Oh, yeah, get on there. Yeah,
yeah. I wrote little articles about like they were really the head coach. Or
right. Exactly.
How they messed up.
No, it's fun. If you haven't done fantasy football, you should do it. I don't know if that's something you do. You do fantasy?
No.
No.
I know my brother does, and I never got into it because I'm too.
It's a lot of work.
I'm too biased. I would try to pick all the Bills players.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You just got to pick.
A friend of mine did that. He's like a Green Bay
but
fan.
But what I found, let the computer pick them, and then you just try to get quickly as you can the waivers, you know, because even though you think you're going to do better, the computer knows what they're talking about.
Did you do automatic picks, or did you?
I did automatic. Well, after the first, like, four picks, you just went automatic.
You just don't pick.
There's no point. You know, you think it's going to be on that one, and then somebody gets hurt.
Man, that's
know.
The whole fantasy. You think,
and you're
going to
drop
work
players,
out.
Pick them up.
Yeah.
Like it is.
How many team?
It was a 10-team.
10-team. That's tough when
that's
it gets
a tough one.
When
so.
It gets over 10,
that's
it's hard to pick up players
exactly.
and stuff. So.
My brother said Chargers fan don't know nothing.
Oh, this isn't a Chargers fan anymore. I was a San Diego fan. I'm still a San Diego fan.
And all Rob does is talk shit.
Yeah. I'm not. I didn't follow them to L.A., even though – a couple of the players.
Does San Diego have a team?
Not anymore.
No, it's
so
LA.
All moved to LA.
You're a San Diego SeaWorld fan.
Now I'm a Padres. I've always been a Padres.
And they're no better.
Yeah.
So I'm down that road, too.
You're down that road. They're the Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball.
You know, all my teams. I'm a diehard Buffalo Sabres fan. They never won a championship.
It's coming.
Diehard Buffalo Bills fan. Never won a championship.
It might be coming.
I'm a big Padres fan. I quit following them lately because I'm tired of I
not being a
baseball gets boring every now and then.
Yeah, well, towards the end of the season, they're just trying to put players in there that you know.
Really?
Yeah. They're just looking at
last. I think I looked last night, and they're like 21 and a half games behind out of first place. I was like,
yeah.
Unless everybody else quit playing, you ain't going nowhere this year.
The only thing I've been paying attention to is that shortstop that they brought up from Albuquerque.
Oh, really?
First September call-up.
They bring him out of the minor league?
Yeah,
he's
like one of those guys that they got in a trade that they made. So until he makes money, he'll be on the Padres.
Right,
and then
right.
As soon as they get the big contract, they'll trade him. But he came up so far and is doing well. But that's the only one I couldn't name him, though.
My brother says you're as confused as the Chargers.
Well, that's too bad.
I got a lot of family back in Buffalo. I got a lot of family back in Buffalo watching right now. So y'all are in trouble on Facebook Live.
Hey, I like the Buffalo players.
Yeah. Well, I like the Buffalo uniforms now that they kind of went back to their old
throwback look.
I didn't like that mid. What was the end of the 90s?
The red.
After. Yeah.
That red,
they
yeah.
went in the weird. Weird kind of thing, kind of what the Chargers were doing. I don't like the Chargers one right now either.
See,
I'm
but
a,
our
I'm a
city,
classic Fouts era, and then
our city still loves our team.
Yeah,
unlike San Diego. San Diego just
so
it was crazy.
I
went to the Buffalo Charger game.
Yeah, and did I not tell you that it's $100 to park? And you're like, you thought I was kidding.
That was my brother last year.
Was
we went to LA, but I went back about 6 years ago. I went to the when they were still San Diego. And it was crazy because the Chargers came on the field, and you hear the crowd go, ah, the Bills came on the field in San Diego, and the reaction of the crowd was 10 times louder than the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
When I had season tickets in 93, I saw all these Hall of Famers, Brett Favre's rookie season,
yep.
Joe Montana
no
with
kidding.
Kansas City, Steve Young with San Francisco. But where we sat, we're in the nosebleeds. We didn't care. We were,
sure.
I was early 20s, and, hey, let's just go to the game. And we sat with the other team's fans. And surprising or not, the Raider fans were the nicest fans, and the worst fans to sit with were actually the Packer fans. And
wow.
It was like they had cheese on their head, and they seemed like – and they were mad at us. And we're like, we're not the one to put cheese on our head.
You
did that to yourself. We didn't do anything. But the most
brain.
Fights,
it's
the most
brain.
Yeah, most fights, there weren't hardly – I mean, there's always a couple fights in the Raiders. But
now, they're Charger fans. My mom can vouch for me on this one. We were at the game, and we watched this dude get hogtied and get drug out of the stadium for starting fights during the game. And it was a complete blowout. The Bills got completely destroyed. It was like 55-10, I want to say.
Yeah.
Completely just murdered. And the Chargers, the Charger fans were starting so much shit in the stands. I'm like, look, like
you guys are winning.
Like
yeah.
You guys are winning. And my mom was like, I went to the bathroom, I came back, and the whole section was gone. They were literally carrying people out.
And a lot of times, the thing about the Charger games when they're in San Diego was they had the really great the food in the parking lot. The what do you call it?
I was only at one time.
Yeah, but no, what do you call it when you're eating the food in the parking lot?
Tailgating.
Tailgating. The tailgating was
nobody
awesome.
Nobody tailgates like Buffalo fans.
It had a perfect parking lot for it. Yeah, and
well,
so,
maybe that's why, because they had
yeah.
the best alcohol.
everything. And so that's why the third quarter you start seeing people head out.
Right.
They were actually not leaving the stadium. They were just going out to
hug out.
Yeah. Hang out.
Start the barbecue.
They live
the
there.
Barbecue
they live
out.
There now.
Exactly.
Nobody tailgates harder than the Bills fans. They'd be jumping through tables and lighting each other on fire. And
that's because it's
exactly
7 feet in snow.
Right? I was just going to say that. Yeah, they take every chance they can because they can't usually do it when it's seven below. But anyways, football season coming up. It should be a lot of fun. I didn't do any fantasy leagues this year, but I did in the past. But
my only fantasy is the Bills actually do okay.
Right. That's
it's my fantasy of the year.
Yeah.
Shit, after watching a couple playoff or preseason games, I'm like, we're fucked.
Yeah, but preseason is you can't
yeah,
go
you
any,
can't go
by
that.
Anything by preseason.
Unless you're
but like
I
Rob
never.
Just said, we released our two kickers. We kept our quarterback.
and
the last time this quarterback played, and he started, he threw five interceptions in
the
first quarter.
Was it? It was against the Chargers. Who's the quarterback?
Nathan Peterman.
Oh, Peterman?
Yeah. And my brother and my family were all down there, and I decided at the last second not to go, and they all went to this game, and he threw five interceptions in the first half, and it was a complete blowout again. And I'm like, I'm really glad I'm sitting at a bar right now here in Vegas.
Oh, well, yeah, that's part of the fun. You know, diehard fans, you got to still stand behind your team.
Chuck DeGarvera says, talk more racing.
We're leading into
sure,
it. We're leading
sure
into
he
it.
I wanted to all capitalize that.
Yeah. Racing, what is that? Hey, yeah. It wouldn't be fair to the other sports to just talk all racing. So we're leading into that. This week, obviously, we can't go without saying with the tailgating and stuff like that. A lot of racing coming up out here at LVMS. You can go to LVMS.com. Thanks, Chuck, for pointing us in the right direction.
We can
wouldn't have done it without you.
But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was hoping there'd be more tailgating out at Peralta. Well, they used to bring a barbecue. I know they'd have rules at Bullring.
Well, I guess
not in Peralta.
I guess before we go forward, let's rewind to this past weekend. There was racing out at Peralta Valley Speedway. I wasn't there.
And I just want to throw a shot at Gary. I mean, you don't show up, and Gary actually wins one.
Yeah, who was in the 10?
Yeah, Gary Jr.
Arlie? Arlie was in the 10. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're
I'm in the 65, the purple
you're
65X.
Okay, that's right.
That's, I'm in the other 65.
That's right. The heat gets to me after a while. Cars go around in circles. I just take pictures of them.
They all look the same.
Yeah.
Four wheels, you know, a bunch of numbers
on them. That was a good bomber race out there.
Gary was probably happy.
Well,
all in all,
I'm glad you didn't win. Or you didn't show up so I could win one.
Well,
thanks,
yeah,
Mike, for not showing up.
I might give you a couple.
Thank you.
I told you
Thank
that before.
You.
I might give you a couple.
Thank you.
But Schumacher was leading in the front of that race for a while.
You know, he picked that stuff up fast.
Yeah, he did.
For not being in the dirt that often. He
yeah,
a little,
he was leading the first quarter of the race.
Really?
At least.
Wow.
And then what's it? 0-0 car.
Anthony Mann.
Yeah.
And then here comes Gary at the end. You know, the last third of the race, Gary came up.
Came up. No kidding.
The thing, and
were there any lot of cautions? You, no cautions.
Not just Innerstein.
Damn. Mike and Rob just. Nope. Just Steve. You know.
Just Steve. No, he's coming thing around.
Coming
there.
Off of four wasn't the easiest, and he lost it coming off of four.
I think he's trying too hard.
That's a big car. I mean, every time I've seen it on track, regardless of the track, it's hard to keep going straight.
I mean, the thing.
Mazarin's car.
That big motor.
Yeah, that big motor.
I mean, that's the Vegas motor that Tim Mazarin ran down it. Well, Cody ran down in Vegas, and it was always fast down there. And I think Steve's not, you know, grasping the concept. You got to eggshell it off the corner without that car. I mean, it's just like when I ran my Monte Carlo out there the first time I went out, I had a 400 in it. So I would come off the corner and just go around. So, I mean, that's what he's got to learn. And you can tell he's in, off. And I was like, you can't do that. You're going around every time you do that. Like, you got to stay in the throttle.
Yeah, he has the power down the straightaways. And then it's just coming off the.
It's usually coming off the outer corner. Huh?
Alex,
not even going in.
Alex Williams jumped in that car earlier this year and drove it to second. He was on Gary's bumper.
Oh, wow.
The car's definitely got power. Just, you know, Steve is, you know, struggling to.
Well, and in his defense, he's only been racing a couple years.
Oh,
period,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, he needs
just
guys like
time.
Yourselves to help
exactly.
guide him in the right direction. Yeah, of course.
I think we've all chirped in a couple of times. I know I have. I'm like, with that being the Vegas car and that being the Vegas motor, you gotta, you can't hammer down like you did in Vegas. I mean, this is dirt. So I was like, you're not going to have the traction coming out of the corner.
What happened with the Ken
Harrington?
Harrington. Is he doing well? Is he out of the hospital?
Yeah,
all that
he's out of the hospital. He was home. I haven't heard much of an update. I know he's getting a lot better. He was in Pahrump. I'm not sure what, you know, I haven't reached out to him in a couple of days.
That'd be a lot of fun
with
him and, you know, they get their cars out there. That'd be a good field. So.
Something happened in the car or off track?
He had an off-track accident.
Okay.
Right. And he
accident
ended up
with
in
a beer.
Yep.
Oh.
Kind of like Mark Allison did up north. He had an incident with a deer. I guess it happens quite often up north, but he went up racing. Mark, we're off of Ken Harrington on to Mark Allison real quick. They were, where'd they go up? Seattle?
No,
Mary Washington? I forget. Oregon? I don't know. They went somewhere where there's a lot of deer. And they were driving their, you know, pulling their trailer, and then I guess the deer popped out. He actually hit it. And
wow.
Took care of the whole side of his truck. He's lucky that he didn't hit it square, you know, and caused a lot
took
more
the headlight
damage.
Out, took the mirror out, took the door out, took the
bumper out.
In fact, that goat that I see on the way to Pahrump that keeps eyeing me. I'm like, stay there. Stay over there.
I know that answer with the deer. A horse is a different story.
Yeah.
Never drive to Arizona with Mike Miller. He looks for horses.
Oh, let's go onto the radio show. I don't want to hear why he looks for horses.
Oh, man. That could go many different ways. But good bomber race out there. Gary back in the saddle again, finally.
I wasn't there.
Thanks to you for not showing up.
What do you think?
I finally, didn't you just hear him?
I wasn't listening to him.
Wow.
I'm like his old lady. I wasn't listening. What did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Because
I said, thanks to Mike for not showing up. Gary actually found the winner's circle again.
Oh.
No, the kids get excited when Gary gets a winner's circle. Actually, with you too, because
yeah,
you give out those cards.
Well, you know, that's something Gary does all the time. And obviously, it's great for the kids. You don't want to stop doing that.
No, they look forward to it. They're all lined up on there.
Yeah, if you haven't been to Pahrump, go to Pahrump. Check it out. It's not that far. You've been going out there making the trek out there. You an hour-ish,
It's under an hour.
Depends where you drive.
I'm not towing a car.
That's a good point. If you're not towing a car,
it's
take about,
I'll
say an hour. So.
Yeah, 45 minutes to 50 minutes, depending on what way it says for police.
And which end of town you live on and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I live up in Henderson, so I guess it's...
I hate that app. That Waze app.
Oh, the Waze app tells me there is a reported to see it for whatever ahead. I'm like, okay.
You ever tried that app?
75. It works for me.
It doesn't always tell you the best, because if you Google an address, like I Google all my addresses now because I'm constantly moving through town, and I figured out like they have one set road that you need to go to get to each address, where Google actually does the traffic and all that. And I was
told me, because I wasn't taking the freeway for a long time to down Durango, and lately I've been taking it because Blue Diamond, I hit every red light.
You never travel down Blue Diamond. Blue Diamond sucks,
Blue Diamond,
no matter what.
We use the Waze when we were in
California.
We used your mom's app, actually. And we saw some nice neighbor back roads.
We were looking for the gun. We saw some nice back streets over there.
Nice housing areas. Yeah, I don't know how we ended up in these housing areas, but.
I guess
if you let my mother drive, you never know where you're going to find out.
I
wasn't going to bring up the issue of spelling.
glad we ended up at Sizzler.
Yeah, we did. Right. We got where we needed to go.
That's right. We were looking for the guns between where we were and Sizzler, but hey.
And it was the scenic route. What other divisions they have out there in Pahrump? Everybody run?
No, it was a lot smaller. It went really quick.
Well, they were supposed to have every division, but the Dorf didn't show up, and
it was a holiday.
Superstocks didn't show up. None of the
you're right. That's a tough weekend.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend. That was
going out of town.
I think it was the reason why a lot of people are out of town.
I mean, the reason why I didn't make it was because I was out of town. So.
Yeah. So there were two.
I had other things to worry about.
They had a two-car super stock, wasn't it?
Or no super stock.
Okay, which ones were the two cars that raced? Which ones were?
Probably the Ward.
Hobby.
Ward. Hobby
stocks.
Okay,
hobby
there
stocks.
Were two.
Oh, that's two hobby stocks. So yeah,
so 20.
And I thought it was great when she was running the heat race by herself, and he was as she came through the corner, he's announcing it like she's got the lead. He's going to take the corner here. Oh, they're coming up on her. She was out there by herself. She's taking the corner. But I thought that was great.
It's practice
actually,
for the announcer.
Yeah, exactly. It sounded so exciting.
Have you noticed Ward never runs a heat race?
He doesn't run the heat race.
Never. It don't matter if there's one car or 500 cars.
Oh,
he doesn't run the heat race.
Okay.
Do they don't give points for heat races?
No. And that's why I think he don't run the heat race.
Yeah, there's no point.
There's no
saving gas. Well, he already knows his car is fast anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, he lost for the first time, I guess, in forever.
Who
was
in the 52?
Oh, really? 52 was the
lady.
The lady. I can't think of a name, but I think.
Isn't that the one that broke his streak?
No. The guy that was in the other car that broke it. I think her husband? Or
no, I don't it was the same lady that hit turn four a few races ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's on it in all the time. She won't be in it next race.
Yeah. I think it's shared between her and her husband back and forth. I don't know what
I have her email, but I can't think of the name because I'm horrible with names. Always have been.
Yes, I can vouch for that.
I'm like,
Gary.
Well, that's how we got to know each other. I'm like,
Gary.
I'm like, yeah.
You're
like,
Gary now, by the way. No.
I'm like, Justin, who's this? Justin, who's that? Justin, put their name on there. I just leave it blank.
Mistaking you for Gary. Not this Gary, but your brother Gary.
Yeah.
That's Rob sometimes.
I do that.
He does that.
I do that a lot. Especially if it's in the past. Because I think Gary will say something, and I'll go, is that Justin? Is that Gary?
Oh,
that, what was that?
The comment earlier about the Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
Gary.
That was Gary.
Yeah,
that
was
my brother,
but
I mean,
it's
cool.
It's all the same. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No,
I'm just a lot better looking, right?
Like, I noticed.
So out at Pahrump, Gary, how was the track?
It was a little bit stickier.
It was
fair. Out there.
Coming off a four wasn't. Was
it's always that one
coming
corner.
Off a four. Yeah. But it was fair. It was better than it has been.
Where did you guys start in the night? Midway.
Fifth. We were.
Fifth,
I'm sorry.
Second to last.
I'm sorry. No, we were fifth, but the dwarfs were in front of us, but they didn't show up.
Okay.
So we were fourth. Yeah. Fourth, and then you had the hobbies, the super stocks, which didn't show up. Then you had the. I think there were three classes behind us.
The Coupes.
Coupes were before us.
Okay.
Yeah. Coupes were first out.
Yeah, Coupes were first out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Robert Smotherman rode with, wasn't it Blake?
Blake
Greenwood.
Rode with.
Yeah,
Blake.
That's what
yeah,
I meant.
I got a picture. And at first I just thought he had evil eyes, and then I realized he was looking like he was staring out the front window. It was just these white eyeballs, and I'm looking at the picture of my phone, and I'm going, I'm trying to fix it. And then when I put it up on the computer, I go, oh, his eyeball, he's just looking that
he's
way.
He's just looking like this.
Yeah. Unlike Michael Miller, who just looked like a demon. I'm not saying how do you fix it.
That was a demon eye. Yeah.
Oh, Michael
that's
Miller.
His soul popping through his eyes.
Exactly.
Poor Michael Miller.
Somebody needs to let me know what happened on Saturday with that. That bomber race, last race.
He'll be incarcerated Saturday.
So what are you talking about? What?
Well, there was
there was a lot of demolition derby going on last Saturday. So
I mean, I didn't get a chance to really watch, you know. So
let me just say, a couple of guys drove with their heads up their ass, even more than normal.
Wasn't there something going on in every division, not just the bombers? Was there?
I know
going on.
Well,
there
were. Yeah, there was.
I know
there
wasn't nothing going on in the trucks.
In the trucks. You guys couldn't catch up to Payne Holloman to do anything.
There was some bad blood in the super stocks. Yeah, in the that one, how that race finished.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I didn't see the whole race. I've seen probably two, maybe three laps.
I didn't see the incident happen because I was on the backstretch. But when they came back around, they kissed each other on the backstretch, and you said hello, and then they went around to the front steps, and they did the same thing.
I don't believe that was a hello.
Yeah, that wasn't a hello.
Wasn't love taps, nothing like that.
Nothing like that. So, because all three of them went into the corner, and I can't tell from where I was at what it looked like at all. So I can have an opinion on it at all.
Damn it.
But everybody has their own opinion.
we like different opinions.
Different opinions on
yeah,
it.
Nope. You guys always censor me when I tell my opinion on certain stuff. You say all views are Justin. Nobody else likes them.
Well, we're not censoring it. We're just pointing out that is your view. If we were to censor you, we'd beep button and you'd never talk again.
Pretty much.
Somebody had to have a GoPro in their car. I just haven't looked for them,
right.
So I'll just have to look for it and see.
You know,
what
I was wondering about it.
Happened.
There used to be someone out there that videotaped all their races years and years ago when I was doing mini stocks, and you could always look for that guy.
And
he'd always take the wide angles and stuff, so it wasn't always on anybody in particular.
Yeah.
I forget what they used to sell. There were VHS tapes.
Oh,
I don't know. I like doing the bomber race because, well, let me just say, I video the bomber race. There's sometimes I do have to cut the volume out of it because I say a lot of shit. I ruffled some feathers the last race because my video, I did not edit the sound. I posted it, and the person that I called it a fucking moron a few times ended up liking my video.
So, you're like, oh,
oops. If we censored Justin, all we would hear is...
You know, it's something that
I have a very strong opinion. Let me
you
just
know,
say that.
If you look at the points at all the LVMS divisions this year, there's some tough, close battles going on in the first, second, sometimes even the third place finishes right now. And you got nearing the end of the season for some of these divisions, and we got
double points race. Double points
I was
going
to say, this race, there is a race this weekend. Obviously, you can go to LVMS.com and look at the schedules there. But, yeah, double points races this weekend.
Well, I'm hoping people do that throwback, at least a little bit. I mean, I know they're not going to do their cars that much, but at least what people wear.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool because, remember, I got my camera out there, so I'm kind of looking forward.
That's a good idea,
You're, you know, where, you know, a lot of people like 4th of July. Those are, you know, that's cool. It gives it a different atmosphere for each race. And so they're actually.
Are
you
going to do a throwback?
I got a throwback. I got a throwback look. I got a.
You
official...
members only jacket?
No, it's not a throwback. But it's
not that far back.
I got an official Winston West.
Oh, cool.
Polo.
So there you go.
Or not polo.
Haven't heard Winston West's name in a long time.
Winston West from, I think, 1998, because that's what the thing is, he's probably from the Bullring.
Cool.
Probably one of the officials out there. Because that's my shirt.
I've been looking for
I've been looking for that. And then I said, it's been in a while. Because I'm like, oh, kind of tight in there. And then Shannon's where I got a Winston West shirt polo that was like a small. I mean, actually, it was a large, but back then, large was extra small today.
Well,
and
that's
so,
the problem with throwback. Our bodies aren't throwback.
Yeah, exactly.
Just our clothes are.
Exactly. I just couldn't believe when I said large. I was like, cool. Oh, no. Not a chance is this a large. Because it even, you know, Shannon can wear it. No,
Good, Mike.
Well, hey,
I don't know. There's a smirk on your face. There's something you want to say.
Oh, no, there's nothing I want to say. Anyway. You know, going to the throwback night. That's this weekend.
Saturday night.
Double main for the Super Lates.
Yep, double mains for the Super Lates.
Twin 35s. Yep.
And then you got the Southwest Tour trucks out there this weekend.
The Super Stocks.
Super Stock.
Bombers.
Bombers.
Modifieds.
Mods.
As you said, Super, Southwest Tour. Junior Late Models.
Cool. And they're back finally.
Yep. The Legends and the Bandos. And this weekend, the race we're talking about is the last autograph session of the year.
Of the year.
Oh, okay. I like those autograph sessions.
Did
you guys
weekend.
See Petrie's modified? That thing's beautiful.
I didn't see
number
it.
One. He's got a new paint job.
Oh,
on
no
it.
Way. Cool. Looks, I didn't get a chance to lay it.
Are you giving out a secret?
Hmm?
You
no, I saw
out?
It. I
no.
took a picture of it.
It was over my face.
I went over to his car and took a picture of it. And
oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's awesome looking.
Speaking of the modifieds, we'll fast forward a little bit to the Senators Cup coming up. The Senators Cup Fall Classic that they have, it's a big deal out here at the LVMS. You can go to LVMS.com, click on the Bullring link, and look at the schedules. But on that night, they have a lot of different things happening that they haven't had in the past. They got the 602 crate modifieds, the $3,000 to win, 100-lap race for these modifieds this year, which they haven't had in the past.
Oh, wow.
So I think they're going to draw a lot of, you know, out of towners. I think that's the whole point. You know, you have 3,000 to win, 100 laps, you know. And
exactly. And that's at the Senators Cup?
That's the Senators Cup. October, what is that, 13th?
So the big question is, Michael.
The 20th?
15th? I don't know. Whenever
the Senators
Cup
is, Fall Classic?
Yep. Go ahead.
Big question. Are you going to bring a modified out?
I don't have a 602 crate motor in it. They changed the rules.
You can borrow one.
That's a lot of work. So the answer is probably no, but I said probably. But also, of course, the $15,000 to win 150 lap super late models.
I'm sorry, that's $10,000.
No, it's $15,000 to win super late model race. That's what they're advertising.
He's pointing at his finger out. He's
well,
pointing.
I got the sheet outside the latest card outside in my car, which I didn't bring in, but it's $15,000. They gave $15,000 last year. They gave $15,000. Now the late models are probably $2,500 or something like that is what they haven't had in the last year.
I don't know what
models.
You got, but I'm reading right here on the website, including a $10,000 to win 150 lap open comp for the NASCAR Super Late Model division.
Well, the hard copy that they have says $15,000 to win. That's what they paid last year. Derek
probably
Horn
paid $5,000 to fill up those cards.
Maybe. Yeah, they lost it. But anyways, last year, that's what they paid out, $15,000 in the past. So I doubt they're going to go backwards and give $10,000 this year. I'm sure it's $15,000. But, yeah, that's a good point. They need to update their website or something, I guess.
I'm right on the website. Right. So.
But
I always like those because they have those breaks in the middle of the race and all the crews come out there and, you know, fight over gas.
Hey, don't put gas in your car. He's good.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
You get to see the gray areas right in front of your eyes.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not actually filling my tank. But.
Jimmy Parker Jr. said it's 15,000 to win.
15, yeah, that's what I thought it was.
And they need
15.
To update their
website,
yeah.
That's always a good race, man. That, mm-hmm. that to me is one of the most exciting races of the year for racers, you know, as fans.
Yep.
You know, the 4th of July for fans, I think, is one of the best races out of LVMS.
Mm-hmm.
The Senators Cup, I think, myself as a racer, I like that race. You got 150 laps, super late model race. The best of the best come out. Lenny White, obviously, is one of the top competitors.
Exactly.
Dustin Ash.
Yep,
Dustin
Ash.
Will be out there.
You know, Derek Thorne, who won last year, Jeremy Doss, which ran a great race with Derek Thorne last
Wasn't
year.
Wasn't fight after the one last year? Okay. I missed that
and
part.
And you get the great boxing matches afterwards.
I want to make sure I make it over to Tech.
Right, take pictures. Right, be there quick.
I'm
going to
run
on a Twitter or something.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just jump on the trunk of the winner's car. And let's go to Tech.
Make sure you pick the right one because you might be in the fight also.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of great racing. They had the super late super stocks last year. I think they have the super stocks again this year, if I'm not mistaken. They got the junior late models this year also, which they didn't have last year, I don't think. But except they did it on Friday night, but not on a Saturday show. But it's going to be a great race. Go to LVMS.com and look at the schedule. I just want to bring that up. That's going to be a lot of fun on that night, a lot of great racing. And I want to bring it up because the modifieds, they haven't had a race like that at Vegas in a long time.
And the weather's so nice right now.
Oh, yeah,
like,
October.
It's not, shouldn't be cold yet, but it should be really nice at night. I mean, Justin's mom's going to freeze, but once it goes below 90, she's got the fur.
Your mom always been cold-blooded.
In the bad part, she was born and raised in Buffalo.
I know, exactly.
I'm like, you should be like.
This should be like a t-shirt weather for you.
Jeez. Yeah, but anything below 80.
Anything, yep.
But anyways, so I just want to bring that up before we forget about
it. October 20th?
October, I don't know, Gary?
Yes, October 20th.
October
20th. Saturday, October 20th.
Well, they also have Friday night stuff, so make sure you...
Oh, yeah, they do have a lot more on Friday than they normally do.
So they got qualifying, and they have heats and things like that on Friday night, too.
But is it for the fans
out there
on Friday?
And that qualifying that you're talking of on Friday starts at 4:30.
Yes, it's for fans. For both fans? Days,
so if you pay for Friday night, do you pay again for Saturday, or is it one ticket?
I think you can buy one ticket for both.
Yeah,
If I remember right, yeah. But... Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to this, you know, that weekend of racing.
Yeah, so. I've been going out there Friday nights when I can.
A lot of different things happening on Friday night.
You don't
get to see.
Exactly. Like, it's spend more time in the pits on Friday nights and then know that I'll have Saturday night to go shoot on the different ones. So.
Yeah. Let me see all the extra hard workers on Friday nights, their cars out there.
Exactly.
Shaking them down. Yeah, some guys having trouble. They want to work out some bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are out there on Friday nights trying to make their stuff faster.
I also like that a lot of guys that aren't going to race on Saturday night, they're putting their kids in the cars and, they're getting them ready for the next year.
Right.
You know, I know that's how Cunningham and all of them were doing it for, in fact, in the race, they switched the cars up. Matt Cunningham was in the 21.
I didn't know that.
Camden, or Carlos, as I was told again. Camden Carlos was in the 18 on Saturday night. Did you play well? Yeah.
That's cool. Didn't know that.
Watching all those kids come up, you know, he won the Bando Championship the year before, and now, you know, it's like up there. There you go.
We talked a little bit with Kaylee last week. If you missed that, you can go to onwheelsnow.com, click on the blue On Wheels Now link, and that'll take you to the archives, and you can go to last week's show. But Kaylee, you know, coming from the Bandos and racing with, some people, other kids that used to race in the Bandos.
She used to race with Noah, right? With Gregson.
I think Noah was after her.
After her.
Yeah, after,
okay.
But it was.
Yeah.
Because he's what, 18
Fabozzi
now?
Was in.
Yeah,
Fabozzi
was racing with her.
Okay.
You know, coming up in the super late models, so
yeah.
It's fun to watch them move up and.
Fabozzi will be in that one you're talking about. The center's cut.
Oh yeah.
Be in there.
I think that's where you see the best of the best.
Yeah.
Kaylee, of course, will be in
there
also. But that's just such a good pool of super late model racers.
Yeah,
that come
coming
together.
From California, Arizona,
yeah.
Utah, you know, even
right.
further out.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Know,
and again, they do have this year, which they didn't have last year, was the late models, which they used to have in the past. And I actually picked a late model up a couple years back that I was going to build for just that show once a year,
mm-hmm.
and they stopped running the late models. I was like, well,
because
late models are different than super late models.
Yeah,
you can run like a lot of different
yep.
stuff. Older.
Well, I didn't realize that the Pelatro's old number 38, the old one,
was
Kurt Busch's. I didn't realize
oh, yeah.
that was his.
That was the super stock.
That
yeah.
was his
stock.
Super stock. That was his on there.
But
I still get everything confused. That's a race car.
Well, you know, and it is confusing because in the past it's LVM.
They've
mixed up a few things. It used to be the outlaw stocks, and then it was
yep.
the different
late models
and
yeah.
put them together out on the track, and
right.
it's like, wait.
I'm confused still.
Yeah.
You were born confused.
I was.
Well, that's what I
think
makes a little bit easier for me is the Bullring puts out a sheet of who everybody is, and it's
right.
90% up to date, you know, because
right.
they do throw some people in the cars the last minute. But
oh, yeah.
I'm like, hey,
who's
this is the number 12.
Call it by
I
the number. Yeah,
it.
That's
yeah.
All.
I just
yeah.
say number 12, and then somebody will usually put the name in there, and I'll go update
right.
the caption.
Well, and being like from looking from the outside at Pahrump and LVMS, what kind of differences do you see, Rob? I mean, is it more relaxed out there?
It's more relaxed out there.
A little different environment.
A little bit different environment, especially after the race and check,
sure.
and people have to take the, you know, you don't need a crew, whole crew to take the carburetor off or
right.
take that off, you know.
Well, where else could you go where they say, our tech guy didn't show up tonight, so we're not having any
yeah,
tech
they,
at
that
all.
Was, that was again Saturday night.
Oh,
no,
was it this
no,
past weekend?
Yeah, this
That's
past weekend, too.
He
was like,
you
yeah.
see everybody get their cell phones calling all their buddies. Hey,
yeah. Get over here, right. Uh-huh. You can race tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Your car will pass.
Yeah. That's funny.
I know. In fact, I said, Gary, where were you at the driver's? I was standing right there. And then later on, I saw a picture in it. Yep, you're standing
yep,
right
there
next to Arley. I didn't see him because I'm near sight, you know, and I was focusing on Arley, you know,
right.
just on a picture. And then, nope, there's Gary on the side of it.
How's that been going out there with the pictures and stuff?
It's going
you've
good.
Been,
yeah.
A lot of guys
really
interested.
Helping. Yeah, and a lot of guys interested in, and just keeping me going out there.
Right.
That's the biggest thing because it costs, you know.
Oh, yeah,
it costs
money to go
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, it
sure.
costs me at least $40 in gas.
You got 40 in gas, 40 in beer. So.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. And it has helped that Shannon goes out there, too, and
cool.
kind of split the gas, but she
right.
didn't go this last weekend. But, no, it costs to go out there, which is, you know, it's double the distance. Plus,
sure.
you're going up a mountain,
oh,
over
yeah.
the mountain. So, in my truck, it's my, like, watch it. I could see it go down. I was like, oh, I'm like, okay. And you can't really go slower, you know. It's like.
Go around the pits.
You
got to
hurry up and
gas.
Get out there.
Yeah,
right.
You can't go slower.
You get your momentum going, coast down the other
mm-hmm.
side
mm-hmm.
without any.
Yeah,
that's
like
yeah.
about I get to one side and
coast
down
the
other. But it's fun out there. Oh, I did have trouble. I guess every gas station in Pahrump takes their shift chains at 11. I went at 10:55. They said, "Oh, we're in shift change, not taking any." And I'm like,
so "You go down the street."
Yeah,
and
so
thing.
Okay, I'll be right back. And I'm an ass, so
yeah.
I'm like, "Oh, I just go down the street." And well, the one guy's like, "I'm like, well, what time is it now?" And it's like 10:53. I'm
right.
like, "Well, I can wait till 11." Well, it's really going to be like 11:15 because I got to count all this shit. I'm like, "Oh,
you make
so
that much money
in Trump?" I go on the next one, and they're doing the same thing. And I went to the third
That's
one.
Funny.
And then I get to the third one, and they were open, but I couldn't get super. Like, they only – I was like, this thing's not working. And they're like, oh, we don't sell 91.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm just going to put this in here, and hopefully I won't mess up my engine too much. But,
oh, that's
and that
funny.
Was that little
– No,
it
was what they did is they called from each one to tell them
yeah,
that you were on your way.
On the way.
You were
all
coming
in. Yeah, this guy's great truck. Just tell him you're on
Matter of fact, don't tell him any super
– Yeah,
I'm sorry. Don't give any super.
I couldn't believe it. Three
three different.
That's
like,
funny.
I don't even know how many gas stations are in Pahrump, but
probably
three of
four.
Them.
Oh,
and
the four.
And the 76 was closed. And it looked like it was open until I parked, got out of the truck, moved my stuff over, and I look and it says closed. I'm like, it's lit up like the 4th of July. I'm like,
I wonder how them guys end up like in the supermarket parking lot with the gas can. Hey, I'm really mad.
Exactly.
I just need like 3 gallons of gas to get me home.
Yeah. And then
that's
I'm judging it. I'm going, okay, do you think I could make it?
Right.
And then I'm like, oh,
I don't know if I can already see it,
you know, because I could always see it going down
right
on my way there.
Oh,
so I'm like, I'm not going to push it. So I might have to drive back to that first guy.
Go back. Hey, is it shift change?
Yeah,
have
you done your shift change yet?
I've done that a few times. Of course, I have that diesel, so you know I buy fuel in Perum because it's almost 25 cents a gallon
cheaper.
Yeah.
It is cheaper.
Think of that.
And
yeah.
So once you get over the hill, it's coasting until you hit about 50 miles an hour, and then you put it back in gear.
They only have one gas station that has diesel in that town, right?
Yeah. Which one has the diesel? Is that the one right at
the
turn?
First one on the right.
No.
Oh, okay. Is that the one I probably got gas at that didn't have that 91?
There's one on the left, and then there's one on the right.
Oh, okay. It looked like an old timer. Like, in fact, when I got in there, it looked like Cheers. It was like some old guy, oh, you're at the racetrack? I heard them cars when I was shooting.
Right?
I'm not kidding. That was the exact quote.
That's funny.
Apparently, that's a bunch of rednecks.
Yeah. Hopefully, you were shooting the other way.
Well, I'm thinking, I'm like, it's 10 o'clock at night. What are you shooting?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's like.
Oh, man.
Well, they have night vision.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they probably hand guns out at the spectators. Yeah, that's
at Perum.
Take your pick.
Yeah, he said it was just north of the track. Yeah, I've never seen anything out there.
Yeah, shoot towards the mountain, okay?
I assume there's a shooting something. I doubt it's an official range.
Now I know why, like, I always see, like, guys leave early from there. I'm like, why do they want they watch the rest of the races? Now I know
now
why.
I
they
know
don't
why.
Want to get shot.
That's like the first very
well,
first
they're going to shoot.
The very, the very first time we went out to Perum, I took a picture of that ass crack and said, I'm here.
Was that Chuck DiGuerrero out there?
No, it was, who was the guy that did tech? He was leaning
the
in the car and it was like,
I
clicked. And I was like,
I don't know how to take
I guess it. I missed that picture.
Yeah.
Kind of glad.
I don't know how to take the tech guy out there because, like, he was giving me a hard time about my valve covers. He goes, why are your valve covers so big? I was like, oh, I don't know. I guess it's a compliment.
Those are the ones I got the deal on. That's why.
I was like, he goes, well, you know that makes me think what's underneath them. I was like, well, I can put smaller valve covers if you want, but it's the same motor that these other guys run.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. It wasn't Lucas, was it?
No, Lucas can't look over the Lucas can't look under over the fender.
Well, I saw
his hands on the fender.
Yeah. Jumping.
Yeah.
He was jumping
that's
and looking.
Up.
No, it's not.
No,
guys,
no, what was
no
funny,
it's not.
What was funny is that somebody yelled out, hey, Shorty, and I looked too. And I was like, oh, good, they're talking to Lucas. Somebody else.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why you keep going back there.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever notice there's a step ladder leaning against the building?
Is that over by the bathrooms?
No, there's a new building out there for tech.
Oh, is there?
There's a step ladder leaning against it. That's for Lucas
that's
to look in
over
out.
The
fenders.
That's messed up. We know who's getting tech next race.
Yeah, you know who's just not passing
that's
tech.
All right.
Hey, speaking of the next race, when is the next race in
The 15th.
15th.
Yep.
So this weekend is race at Vegas.
Yeah,
and
Chuck DiGuerrero said my ass crack is covered. That's why he wears that, the overall.
Right, the overall. Well, see, he's the only one that figured it out.
Yeah, he figured it out. So.
No, he's the only one that caught his name.
Yeah. Unfortunately, one time he didn't, and I have that.
You have
so,
it?
Yeah. We'll wait for a movie. One of my videos come out.
And there you go, right? Watch for the movie.
You have to know it to know it's him, but.
You have a lineup.
Ava Line.
Who's
I
ass crack
yeah, exactly. you just gave me a...
Oh, yeah.
I just got a bad visual.
So.
Are we out of time?
Yes, we are.
Chuck, we kind of talked about racing.
So.
Thanks for
tuning
in, Chuck. Hey,
I don't want to thank anybody for joining us in moderation this week. Sorry we didn't talk about it, but we'll talk about it next week. That's a big race coming in starting September 13th. We got the West guys racing Hand and West on Earth for the first time. So I'll be out there getting pictures. There you go. And we'll talk more about that next week. We'll check more on the structure and all that. So thanks for joining us. We'll be live next week here on WheelsNow.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.